Hello, this is Brian Michael Page. Welcome to Christos Vinci Podcast, a division of the Christos Vinci Network. Podcast
number 3.
Happy New Year, everyone. Today is Sunday, January 1st, 2006. Today is the solemnity of Mary, Mother of God, the octave of Christmas. Formerly, this solemnity was once known as the Circumcision of the Lord. Both titles are cited in today's gospel passages. One here where it says, Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. He's going tracing back, of course, to the birth of Jesus. And the other passage about the circumcision. When the 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus. Now, on the Anglican calendar, it's the Feast of the Holy Name of Jesus, which in the Roman Catholic Tridentine calendar was celebrated on a Sunday, which fell from January 2nd through January 5th. Tomorrow is the memorial of St. Basil the Great and St. Gregory Nazianzen. Basil is among the 8 saints invoked in our choir's mini-litany of musical saints, these saints that were heavily involved in liturgy or music. In our mini-liturgy, we invoke Basil, Gregory, Augustine, Pius X, Cecilia, Thomas Aquinas, Michael, and Benedict. Saints Basil, Gregory, Pius X, and Michael all had hymnals named after them. St. Augustine, of course, was the one who once said, "Those who sing, pray twice." And Thomas Aquinas, as many know, wrote a sizable amount of hymn texts, many pertaining to the Eucharist. Benedict was actually invoked in honor of the current Holy See, Pope Benedict XVI. A quick recap of the music we did at Mass this weekend. Unfortunately for me, the only Mass I was able to play for was the Saturday Mass. My sinus infection brought out the worst of me this morning, causing my head to nearly explode. I would have never been safe to drive, that's for sure. The end result was my missing all 3 Masses this morning. No, this was not a hangover. You can ask anyone that knows me. I don't drink. Period. In fact, this was the first time that I've missed Mass due to illness in about 5 years. Well, anywho, here's the lineup from the Saturday Mass. Our introit hymn was Sing of Mary Pure and Lowly, sung to the tune Pleading Savior. Sing of Mary Pure and Lowly, Virgin Mother Undefiled. Sing of God's own Son Most Holy, who became her little child. The psalm appointed for the day is Psalm 67, using the antiphon, May God Bless Us in His Mercy. We used the setting by Owen Allstott in his book Respond and Acclaim by Oregon Catholic Press. This is the book that supports the settings that are in the missalette that we use at Holy Ghost Church. Hymn at the Offertory was Lo, How a Rose Air Blooming, probably one of the best hymns to use on Marian solemnities during Advent and Christmas. It was also a pastor's personal favorite, something I had known for about a year, and I didn't know it until after I programmed it. And one of the parishioners also saw me after Mass last night. She was very impressed that I was using the bells as a musical interlude at the end of the hymn. The communion hymn was What Child Is This? Though a standard Christmas carol, the refrain concludes with the mention of Mary, the babe, the son of Mary. The meditation hymn, mind you, I don't program meditations often, has been a standard at Holy Ghost over the past few years. It's a hymn from a Croatian source titled Ave Maria, using part of the actual Ave as its antiphon, with 3 verses that are of more devotional nature. Finally, the recessional hymn was the beloved Hark the Herald Angels Sing, in which we give glory to the newborn king, who is, as the second line of the second verse mentions, the offspring of the Virgin's womb. There's an excellent article in the Christos Vinci blog that I want to lead you to. It's called The Pastoral Musician, A True Shepherd or a Thief at the Gate by Jason Pennington. Here Jason makes excellent use of the 23rd Psalm in describing what makes a true pastoral musician. This is a must-read. and you can check it out at christusvincit.blogspot.com. Today we're going to move along our tour of the IGMR, Instructio Generalis Missalis Romanis, the General Instruction of the Roman Missal, or as I'd like to call it, the Journey Through the Germ. On our last podcast, we talked about the entrance chant, also known as the introit. Today I'd like to cover the rest of the introductory rites of the Mass. Let's start with the penitential rite. Here's paragraph 52. After the act of penitence, the Kyrie is always begun, unless it has already been included as part of the act of penitence. Since it is a chant by which the faithful acclaim the Lord and implore His mercy, it is ordinarily done by all, that is, by the people and with the choir or cantor having a part in it. As a rule, each acclamation is sung or said twice, though it may be repeated several times by reason of the character of the various languages, as well as the artistry of the music or of other circumstances. When the Kyrie is sung as part of the act of penitence, a trope may precede each acclamation. The act of penitence is the confiteor, that is, I confess to Almighty God, and the Kyrie, or Lord have mercy, takes place after the confiteor. It is normally sung in six-fold form with the celebrant, deacon, or cantor intoning the words Lord have mercy, or the Greek Kyrie eleison, and the people repeat it. Then Christ have mercy, or the Greek Christe eleison, and then again Lord have mercy, or Kyrie eleison. In a Latin Mass, the Kyrie is the only part of the Mass that is actually sung or said in Greek. Before the current Missal, this was actually a ninefold Kyrie. In the place of the Confiteor, the Kyrie may be used where each part follows an invocation or a trope. For example, the priest or deacon may sing or say something like, You are sent to heal the contrite, Lord have mercy. And the people repeat, Lord have mercy. And the same with Christ have mercy, and again with Lord have mercy. Many options for these tropes appear in the Roman Missal, many of them thematically or seasonally specific. Another option involves part of Psalm 85. The priest says or sings, Lord, we have sinned against you, Lord have mercy. And the people repeat, Lord have mercy. Then he says or sings, Lord, show us your mercy and love. And the people reply, and grant us your salvation. One might note that in the Roman Missal, the Confiteor is the first option, while in the Gregorian Missal, the Psalm 85 option that I had just mentioned is listed as the first. Asperges me. On Masses for Sundays, and this includes the Vigil Mass on Saturday evenings, the rite of blessing and sprinkling of holy water may replace the penitential rite. Let's backtrack one paragraph to paragraph 51. On Sundays, especially in the season of Easter, in place of the customary act of penitence, from time to time, the blessing and sprinkling of water to recall baptism may take place. Here, the priest blesses the holy water, then, in procession, sprinkles the people with the holy water. An antiphon is sung at the time of the sprinkling. Outside of Easter, it is common to sing the Asperges me Domine, or Cleanse us, Lord, accompanied by a verse from Psalm 51. Particularly, have mercy on me, O God, in your great kindness. Now, during Easter season, the antiphon would normally be a Vidi Aquam, or I saw water, accompanied by a verse from Psalm 118. Particularly, O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love is everlasting. One may note that in the Tridentine liturgy, that is the 1962 Missal in Latin. The sprinkling only took place at High Mass and on Sundays only. At the High Mass, both the asperges and the confiteor were used at High Mass. In today's Mass, it's either or.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Following the penitential rite or sprinkling rite, we now move to the Gloria in excelsis Deo, or Glory to God in the Highest. Here's paragraph 53 from the Germ. The Gloria is a very ancient and venerable hymn in which the Church, gathered together in the Holy Spirit, glorifies and entreats God the Father and the Lamb. The text of this hymn may not be replaced by any other text. The Gloria is intoned by the priest, if appropriate, by cantor or choir, but it is sung either by everyone together, or by the people alternately with the choir, or by the choir alone. If not sung, it is to be recited either by all together, or by two parts of the congregation responding one to the other. It is sung or said on Sundays, outside of the seasons of Advent and Lent, on solemnities and feasts, and at special celebrations of a more solemn character. That is a very clear statement. The text of this hymn may not be replaced by any other text. No alterations, no paraphrases, no replacement hymns, or in my father's words, no nothing. It is sung by everyone. During Advent and Lent, it is omitted completely, except during solemnities and feasts. Best examples of solemnities and feasts being Immaculate Conception, which is December 8th, St. Joseph, Husband of Mary, March 19th, the Annunciation, March 25th. The Gloria is also sung on Holy Thursday and at the Chrism Mass. The ideal form of singing the Gloria is in a through-composed setting, that is, singing it straight through. However, well-composed responsorial settings may be used, especially if it makes singing easier for the congregation. For the easiest of through-composed settings, I strongly recommend one of two settings. One is Mass for Christian Unity by the late Jan Vermulst, published by World Library Publications, and Congregational Mass by John Lee, published by GIA Publications. For those who may be skeptic about the translation used in the Vermulst setting, I know for the longest time it had used the 1964 text, this setting is now adapted for compliance with the current Missal. You can find it in the People's Mass Book, 2003 edition, available from World Library Publications. Did the music get cheap because of it? Absolutely not. It's still very good. And now, time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. In honor of the solemnity of Maria Mater Dei, that is, Mary, Mother of God, here is our good, bad, and ugly scenario for the day. The good. Any setting of Ave Maria, chant, Franz Abt, Arkadelt, Victoria, they're all good. The bad. The ever sentimental Hail Mary, Gentlewoman. The ugly. Hail Mary, Gentlewoman being sung by an Elvis impersonator as part of a medley with I Can't Help Falling in Love with You.
Ew!
Now for another highlight from last week's Christmas concert, we bring you Rejoice in the Lord Always, an original.
Oh,
Piece you just heard was my own setting of Rejoice in the Lord Always. It is the introit antiphon for Gaudete Sunday, the third Sunday of Advent, accompanied with verses from Psalm 85. The guest accompanist was Rule Gifford, with yours truly directing the Holy Ghost Choir. Now for some helpful links to check out. Musica Sacra, Latin for sacred music, is the official blog of the Church Music Association of America. Excellent liturgy-related musings and news from multiple contributors. It is musicasacra.com. That's musicasacra.com. www.musicasacra.com. There's a wonderful blog that is run by a gentleman by the name of Aristotle Esquera. The blog is called The Confessions of a Recovering Choir Director. Has lots of information and links to information. The link to that one is www.contemusdomino.net/blog. I'll repeat that again. It's www.contemus, C-A-N-T-E-M-U-S, domino, D-O-M-I-N-O, .net/blog. I am happy to announce that the Holy Ghost Music Ministry site, the Christus Vincit blog, and the Christus Vincit podcast are all now linked into one website. You can access all of these through one master website, the Christus Vincit Network. We now have a domain for it, so no more long GeoCities names, even though GeoCities is still hosting it. The Music Ministry site has a new look, and also a new Sights and Sounds feature. We now have clips and some pictures from last week's Christmas concert that my wife took with her own camera. The network site is www.christusvincit.net. From there, you can choose your own destination, the music ministry site, the blog, or the podcast. Again, It's www.christusvincit.net. Yep, that's www.christusvincit.net. That's CHRISTUSVINCIT.net. Also, don't forget to check for updates on the pastor's iPadre station, Father Finelli's Catholic podcasting, iPadre, www.ipadre.net. Thank you very much for joining to me. Next podcast, we will continue our journey through the germ and a few other cute little ditties. Have a happy and blessed 2006. I am Brian Michael Page. Peace.